Idiot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Now, we're on to Maseches Mikvois, Be'ez Hashem. So we have to give Agdoma. The Agdoma has to do with defining a mikvah. There are two types of waters that one could be toivel in. Mideraisa. One is called a mayon, and one is called a mikvah. There are certain tumas that need to be in a mayon. But most tumas, tumas sheretz, tumas meis, Tumas Balkeri, a person could be toivel, and he becomes tor with all the dinim that have to do with that tahara. The difference between a mayon and a mikveh is a mayon is rushing water, but it comes from a natural source. That means it comes from the ground. A mikveh, on the other hand, is rainwater that collects. Mikveh mayim, the Torah refers to in Bereshis by Briyas Ha'olam, as a body of water that's collected in a pool, so to speak. The mikveh mayim that the Torah is referring to happens to be the ocean. But it's water that's not flowing out. It's water that's gathered together there from rainwater pastures. The mikveh mayim certainly has to be in something defined. It can't be in a kli. It has to be a standing body of water. That means if the water is moving from place to place, if it's rainwater, it's a problem. It's only if the water is natural spring water that then gathers, let's say a river, the pshat is that the river comes from a natural source, ultimately upstream. So as it's flowing downstream, it has the din of a mayon. Unless most of the water is rainwater, which is a sugya for itself. But water which is primarily rainwater has to be standing in one place. And that's why a mikveh was so makbid, where the walls of a mikveh, the way we make walls of a mikveh with tiles, can't have any leakage, because otherwise it's not a standing body of water. It's going from place to place. So that's pashut, that midereisa, a mikveh that's in a tub, or something else which is a kli, which is mekabel tumah, that's pashut, that type of mikveh is not the mikveh that the Torah is talking about. In a ground, it's possible that the water that's in the ground, or let's say by us in the mikveh that's tiled, which is mechubal lekarka, it's possible that mayim, what's called mayim she'uvim, which is water that's brought into the mikveh by pipe or by kli, it's she'uv, it's drawn, shafte mayim b'sosoin. The water is drawn and it's put into the mikveh, which by us would be primarily the open up a tap and the water runs into the mikveh. It's possible that that's possible with deraisa. This is machlek sushainim. Certainly Chazal said that it's possible. Mayim she'uvim is possible. Has to be a natural flow of water. In this case, not a flow, but it's rainwater. The pasuk says, "Ach mayon ubor mikveh mayim yator." Either it's a mayon or it's a bor, which is a mikveh mayim, which is a place that has a gathering of water. So a bor certainly can't be a kli, certainly can't be something that's mekabel tumah, that's out of the ground, that's pashut. The shaila is, what is the mayim that's in that place? The lashon of the chazal, since the pasuk says mayon ubor mikveh mayim, is the same way mayon is natural water, mikveh mayim is also natural. Sounds like it's deraisa. That's the shita of the Balei Tosfos, the Rashbam, in the Sugya Bava Basa Daf Samach Vav. Other Rishonim hold that it's the Rabbonon. Look at Taisus over there. Taisus already brings such a tzad. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Yeridei Simrei Shalav, and the Halachos of Mikvois is done back and forth. Now, whether it's the Rais or the Rabbonon, there's something else which is certainly only the Rabbonon. That's where, what happens if there is Arboim So, which is the Shir of a Mikvah, is Arboim So, which Chazal Amasmich on the Krah, the Pasuk says, V'rochatz Kol B'sori B'mayim. Chazal measured the cubic amount of water that it takes to be the space of an average person called besoroi. Generally, a person, Chazal say, a fully grown man, is an amma wide to be able to encompass all parts of his body, 3 ammas tall. So you need a cubic space that's 1 amma by 1 amma, to say it's depth and width, and a height of 3 ammas. The amount of water that's going to have to be in there is arboim so. We spoke about so in terms of dough in the last Mishnah. So without getting into the amount of water that is, Chazal were moisiv, certainly something which is possible. In mayim she'uvim, if there's a certain amount of mayim she'uvim in that first Arboim saw that passels the mikveh. Says Tazoi. A mikveh is certainly kosher, and this is where we make mikvahs. If 40 saw of rainwater comes in, open up opening where it could come straight down without being brought in by pipes. That's the way they make mikvahs today. The water goes in, and then you could fill up much more. The average mikveh is much bigger than Arboim saw. What they do is, once the mikveh is chal shei mikveh, then you can fill up as much mayim shuvim as you want, because the body of water already has a din, a shem chalois of a mikveh. If there's a certain amount in the original Arboim saw of mayim shuvim, then that passels the mikveh. Again, that's certainly derabonon. And a passel, even if you're going to put in more rainwater, it's already possible. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to let out that amount of water. This is Mishnayis in Mikvoyis Perigim. You're going to have to let out the amount of water which was here in the mikveh originally, which became posel al yidei the mayim shuvim that went in before the mikveh was a completed mikveh of Arboim saw, and then you'll have to put in more water. So, the Tanoim over here have a machlekes, and again, this is a machlekes Hillel and Shammai, but there's a whole Hesofa over here, which gives us very valuable insight into Maseiros Torah Shebaal Peh, which is really the subject of the whole Mishnayis over here, as we spoke about in the Psicha. Hillel Omer, Meloi Hin Mayim Shu'uvim Poislan HaMikvah. How much Mayim Shu'uvim that's put in, that's brought in by Kli or drawn by pipe, how much Mayim Shu'uvim will Pasel HaMikvah, that thereafter the Ganze Mikvah is Pasel, until you let out the water and you put in more water, like we explained. How much of that water? Meloi Hin, a Hin, measurement that we don't have. And the answer is that the word hin is an obscure term. It's used in the Torah to denote measurement, but it's not used by Chazal. The word hin, the size of it is 12 lugin. 12 lugin is 3 kavim. Less than that falls into the mikveh. All you have to do is just have aboim so of mayim, rainwater, that's not shuvim, and you're okay. Now, why he uses the term hin, even though he should be saying Lugin or Kavin. So the Mishnah gives a klal el she'odom chayiv loyma b'lshoyin rabbi. Person's mechuyiv to say over b'lshoyin rabbi. Who's b'lshoyin rabbi? When you look in the Mishnayis in Ovois, the Moisri HaTorah of the Zugois that are mentioned over there, Behemshech, after the Anshe Knesset HaGdoilo and after Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichoi, then we have two Moisri HaTorah. The Shmayev Avtalian Kiblum, the last of the Zugois, is Hillel v'Shammai. So the Chayv Adam Leima B'Shoen Rabbi over here is the way Hillel heard this halacha, mi Rabbeisa from Shmaya v'Avtalya. The Rav brings down a Kabbalah that the Rambam says, the Rambam had this b'Maseiros Me'oviv, probably from the Goinim, that Shmaya v'Avtalya is Mavur over there in the Mefarshim Novus, that they were Geirei Tzedek. They didn't even say the word Hin, which is the Lashon HaTorah, they said the word In. Why? Because since they were Geirei Tzedek, they couldn't pronounce. You find sometimes by people today that didn't grow up saying Ches, they can't say Ches. Or somebody who didn't grow up saying Ayin can't pronounce that. They couldn't say Huh, they said instead of Hin, they said In. So that's the way he would say it over. He would say the Loshen of Meloi In Mayim Shuvim Poslan B'Mikvah. Okay? This is the Mishnayis that give us the Mesorisin of how Hillel, Shammai and the other Tanoim would say over things. Back to the halacha, tisho kabin. Now, this din is only derabon, like we said. It doesn't make a difference whether you hold she'uvim as posel. The amount of mayim she'uvim that passels up aboim so is certainly only derabon. Obviously, they're talking over here, this is a certain amount of water that you consider a shir choshuv. What's the shir of Hillel? The shir of Hillel is because that's the biggest midah of wet measurement of liquid that's measured in the Torah. So that's a shir choshuv. And that passes. Shammai's shir is because Tisha Kabin is brought in Chazal as an appreciable amount of water. Let's say a balkeri should, let's say he doesn't have access to a mikveh, so he should be roichitz kol gufoy. The amount of water that Chazal give to be roichitz kol gufoy is Tisha Kabin. So that's the amount of water that they put as a shir choshuv. Legabe this gzeret rabon of mayim shuvim, passeling up the mikveh, no matter how much water you put in.
They They had, again, here's an interesting halach in Maseiros HaTorah. The Lashna we don't find in other places. Over here in Mishnayis Idias is the accuracy of the Maseiros of Chachmei HaTorah. So over here the Mishnah notes that this was a Maseiros that went against the Heilige G'dayle Ador Shammai and Hillel and said a different shir. And the Chazal, the Sanhedrin HaGodol, was mekabel that as the halacha. Guardian are people that are weavers. You're not talking about millionaires or tremendous investors or builders. You're talking about people from a very poor profession. Mishar ha'ashbois, which was the section going into Yerushalayim. It's today where the bus is coming by the Kaisel, but in those days it was called Shar Ashbois because that's where they would take out the garbage. That was a place where very poor people lived. So we're talking over here about the poorest of the poor. V'hi'idu mishum Shmaya v'Avtalion. They said over a different Maseiros from Shmaya v'Avtalion. Shloshes lugin mayim she'uvim poislam z'amikva. V'kimu chacham mizdevrem. Chazal were mekabel that Maseiros as the accurate one. This is a much bigger chumra, by the way, because the original shita of Hillel is 12 lugin. Shammai, who's 9 kavin, is 36 lugin. It's 3 times bigger than that. And this is 4 times less, as a quarter of the amount. There's a very, very small amount of water. This is enough water literally to just rinse off the body in a very basic way. V'afilo hachi, Chazal were goyzer even that. And the Chachamu Mekabel, this Eidus of the Shnei Gardium, despite the fact that it was against Hillel v'Shammai, where the Hillel v'Shammai agreed if they were Choyzer, or they were outvoted on the Sanhedrin, is the subject of Machloikas between Rishonim, but that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes weiter, Mishnah Dal. V'lova maskin is v'Shammai v'Hillel levatolo. Why do we mention a halacha v'shem Hillel and Shammai if that's not even, their shita was Nidcha? And it could very well be the Rishonim say the Pashtus of this Mishnah sounds like Shammai v'Hillel themselves agreed. So there was a deliberation, and you're mentioning a Havamina as a Machloikis, as a Shita, it's not even a Shita. Why would we even mention Divrei Shammai v'Hillel? L'lamid l'doris haboyim, to reflect this lesson that the accuracy of Maseiros of Divrei Chazal, shelo ye'odom oymin al dvorov, that part of the gadlus of Chachmei HaTorah is that they were not oymin al dvorim, they didn't insist on their Shita. If there was a Maseiros that was more oizgehalten, that was more accurate than this, they were moida. They immediately were choizer. Sheri ovis ha'olam le'omdu al devrem. Ovis ha'olam. Shammai and Hillel were mamish the ovois of Teresh Baal Peh. Le'omdu al devrem. They were mevatel devrem. Let's go weiter. Mishnah Hei, because it's part of the same lesson. V'lova maskirin divrei ha'yochid ben ha'merubin. Why do we mention divrei ha'yochid between the merubin? Which means that very often in Mishnah we always bring divrei be'shammai be'sil. Halach is always like be'sil. Because Beis Hillel were Merubin. And very often also, we bring Chachamim and we bring a Shita Chalakas. Why is the Mishnah record the Shita Chalakas? Why do we bring Divrei HaYochid Be'am Merubin? This is a question really on the whole Tzura of the way Chazal Shtel Devek, our learning of Ikrei Teresh Bapeh, which is Mishnais. Since Hoyol Ve'en Aloch El Gedivrei Merubin, only that Divrei Merubin should be brought for the sake of Kitzur. Shem Yireh Bezdin as Divrei HaYochid V'Yismachol. What's going to happen if a later door is going to see, going to hear Divrei HaYochid, and they're going to rely on it? Shein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. The klal is that a Bezdin of a later door cannot argue on a psak of a Friyeh de Gedor. Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. Chaveri over here means from a door that was before. Ad sheyegodol mimenu b'chokhmo b'minyan. In order for a bezdin, a Sanhedrin HaGodol, to formulate a halacha which is connected, something that was gepaskin in a door before, or a few doors before, they have to be bigger than them b'chokhmo, which is impossible because you read this at doors, and they also have to be a greater in amount. They have to be godol mehem b'chokhmo b'minyan. That being said, what would be, let's say, if there was a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai is the Muatim, Beis Shammai, the Mishnah says, is greater b'chokhma, but Beis Hillel was greater b'minyan. So what would be if a later door, 2 days later, let's say, b'derush or kiven or b'lozman azayah, decided that they now see the Divrei Beis Shammai as the true halacha? They have a right to nem on the Shitas Beis Shammai, because since that Shita is mentioned, then it has a toikif of a Shita. But if it was just considered only a Havamin and it wasn't recorded, they would not be able to accept that Psak, because it would be going against the Psak. Meanwhile, the way the Doris Hoshanim formulate the Psakim is that the Shitas Beis Shammai, the Shitas Beis Hill, we nem on Shitas Beis Hill, but if you want, you could go back to that other Shita. Let's say, like we said, Beis Shammai was greater in Chochmah, but not greater in Beminyan. If they were greater Beminyan, let's say in certain instances where the Psak is on Genuma like Beis Shammai, they were Godel B'Chochmah Beis Hill was greater Beminyan, and then there was another Bezin that was Choyzer. Any Yochel Levatel Dvarv, Achiyah Godel Mimenu B'Chochmah Beminyan, that's the only way to be Mevatel a Psak Halacha that was accepted as by Deris Kadmoinim. Again, the Mishnah is coming to say that since the Deya HaYochid was mentioned, it has a toikif of a Shita, and then it doesn't have a din of a discussion that was Nizbatl al-Yidei the Bezna Kodemes, and then it could be accepted if a later Dor it decides that that's the Halacha Psuka. The Rishonim mentioned over here, in conjunction with this Halacha, that when a Das Yochid is recorded, even if it wasn't accepted Halacha, but that's what we call Divrei Elikim Chaim, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elikim Chaim. Which means that the Das Yochid wasn't rejected, but it wasn't accepted as the Halacha Lamaisa. Whereas a Havamina, even if it was part of the discussion of the Tanoim, but if the Halacha is recorded Bistami, you can't accept the Havamina in a later Dor, because the Deris HaKadmon already decided that that's not La Halacha. The Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elikim Chaim is true by Tanoim, it's certainly true by Amiroim. I one time heard B'Shem Reb Chaim, came from Reb Chaim's son, that even by the Rishonim, the different sheets in the Rishonim have a din of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elikim Chaim. By Achroinim, it's not necessarily so. And that's why, if a Bezdin, let's say, has a Sofik, and it's a Shaila of Paskening, a Psak Halacha, of being Moitzi Momen, could very well be that when there's a machlokes Rishonim, the Bezdin could say, okay, the Halacha Psuka seems to be accepted like the Rambam Arif, but Lamaisa, the Rosh is a Shita, and you can't reject the Shita of the Rosh, and therefore we can't be Moitzi Momen Keneg the Rosh. By Achroinim, the Bezdin could disregard a Shita of Achroinim, because over there, we don't say Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elikim Chaim, even though when we learn different Shitas. This is what the Mishnah Berurah holds, what the Chaznish holds, what the Ketzos holds, what the Nesivos holds, what the Kiva Eger holds, what the Pnei Yeshua holds. We do learn Torah to understand G'doylei Doris Lefoneinu as Divrei Elikim Chaim, but in terms of Psak Halacha, if one approach is the accepted approach to the Sugya, so then we don't necessarily have to give weight la halacha between different Shitas. Again, I'm just saying B'kitz and Nimritz in terms of Maseiros HaTorah, but we're not giving instructions in how to learn what the Derech HaLimud is.